This week on Community Forum, Eric Cornish talks with Laura Wilcutt and Hunter Roberts from United Way of Central Kentucky about the VITA program.
So good to have both of you here. Let's talk about VITA, because a lot of people might have heard that before. What exactly does VITA stand for?
VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's a program that was started by the IRS, and it used to be yearly. They finally made it a permanent program and appropriated $50 million this year across the United States for this program. And it helps people who are under an income of $65,000 a year. You get free income tax preparation. We are focusing on high school students who work, because parents may not know this, but if your high school student works, they can get a tax return. They can file their own income taxes, get a tax return, and it doesn't impede the parents' ability to file and still claim them. So that gives your kids some extra money for prom or a car or whatever.
Gotcha.
And when you have teenagers, there's never enough money.
Right.
So the elderly, there have been tax law changes, and part of this is to educate people. So we're focusing on the elderly, handicapped people, and then immigrants who have maybe some issues with language. And because we do provide interpreters. So it's a broad range. But anybody under that $65,000 income limit is eligible to come and have their income taxes prepared for free. The only exception to that is self-employment income and farm income. We cannot prepare taxes. One of the things we're adding this year, and I'm really proud of this, is there is a part of VITA that is specifically for veterans. And we are going to be setting up a mobile site out closer to Fort Knox here in Hardin County to serve our veterans.
Great. So now you talk about that income level there. Now, how does that relate to individual, family, you know, combined income with spouses and things like that?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
If you're a single individual and your income is under $65,000 a year, we will prepare your income taxes for free. If you're a family with 10 kids, we will definitely prepare your income taxes for free. The one thing people need to make sure they bring with them, they need Social Security cards for every member of the household that they're claiming on their income tax return. And that is to say, if you have senior parents living with you, but they file their own income tax, you don't need to bring theirs. Only the people that you plan to include on the income tax return that you need prepared.
Gotcha. So why is this important to our community?
It's important for a lot of reasons. One of the big reasons, and this is one of the reasons why we're targeting high school students, financial literacy has really become an issue. And for anyone who's grown up, has ever tried to finance a car or even get a bank account, a lack of financial understanding can really be a detriment to those processes. So learning about how your income tax works at a young age and what this can mean for you, that's one of the reasons. So education is one of them. Another reason is most of the people that we file for get income tax returns. People don't realize that they may qualify for an income tax return. That's a twofold thing, because it helps the individual, it helps the family, but it also puts more money back into our economy.
Sure, yeah.
So then for people who are financially struggling, the average fee to have your income tax prepared, and that's a 1040 EZ form, the most basic income tax filing there is about $275. So there's a lot of people who don't do their taxes because they can't afford that fee. So it hits on a multiple. It also provides an opportunity for people to volunteer. And as someone who volunteers all the time, you always get more out of it than you put into it. So there's a lot of things that it does in a community. But the financial part cannot be ignored, because that's really critical.
That's true. And when you consider that, you know, that's a huge expense for anybody one time. But, you know, when you look at someone who is at a lower level, to shell out close to $300, maybe even more, you know, just to hope you get some money back, that's a big deal.
You're absolutely right. And we've seen that. There was a woman here in Hardin County who had availed herself in 2018 of our VITA service. She's a single mom, three children. She saved back almost all of her income tax return. Then when she got her income tax return this year, she bought a house.
Wow.
She had down money. She wouldn't have had it otherwise. So now, not only have you got someone that's getting the help that they need, But they're really investing in our community. They're buying a home. That increases our tax base. If we can get enough of that going on, the sky's the limit for our communities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hunter, let me ask you here. I know you're going to be talking about some of the volunteers that we need, but you guys are also getting some support from some local businesses, too, and you got major support this year from one of the businesses in town. Isn't that right?
Yes. So West Banco was kind enough and generous enough to donate $10,000.
Yes.
Because our VITA program was in need of new computers. So if it was not for West Banco and their generous donation, we would not be able to have our VITA program in this community this
year. That's amazing. And I love when, you know, local businesses step up for the programs that United Way is a part of. And I think anybody would understand that. I was a part of the Fellows program, as you know, and,
yes,
and spent a lot of time finding out what you guys do. And I think members of the community that are in other businesses have done that as well. And they see the benefits of the wonderful programs that you all put together. And that's just proof. So awesome donation there. All right. Well, let's talk about, okay, obviously to have the VITA program happening, you need that first V, which is volunteers.
Correct.
And you guys are always looking for people to help out. So what kind of volunteers are you all looking for?
Well, I'll mention a few, and if you want to do some, Hunter, that's great. So the way it works is you go into a center where VITA is being held, and you're going to be met by what we call a greeter screener. That person is going to give you basic paperwork to fill out, make copies of your necessary documents, and then they'll put you with a preparer. They're there to answer initial questions, all that sort of thing. If we're running late, which we really did a lot last year because we doubled our numbers this past year from the previous year. Very proud of that. But we were scheduling people a month out to get their taxes done. So we do need a lot of volunteers. But what that greeter screener does is they facilitate getting them in that evening, scheduling a future appointment, that sort of thing, and just, like I said, answering the basic initial questions. A site administrator coordinator, that requires a little bit more training because you would actually be the person coordinating everything at that VITA site. And there's a lot that goes into that. You do help recruit volunteers. You do oversee preparation. And you have to have a really good understanding of all the other functions and kind of know where to go. And having some computer knowledge if we need something troubleshooted on one of the computers or a website is enormously helpful as well.
Yeah, you got to have somebody who knows how to handle those $10,000 worth of computers that were just donated.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, so we also do need some interpreters for those folks who may have immigrated here from other countries. We need some language interpreters and services to customers who may not be fluent in English, so that's always very helpful. And we also need tax preparers. They complete and successfully certify in tax law training, including the use of electronic filing software to provide free tax return preparation for the eligible taxpayers. So you do not have to be IRS certified prior to being a volunteer income tax volunteer of VITA.
And the other thing is, too, I don't want anybody to get scared. We provide training for all of these across the board.
That was my next question. So that once somebody signs up, you guys are going to get them certified on whatever they need, correct?
That's correct. Right now we have, and there's two ways to do it. We're providing training on January 4th and January 11th at United Way offices. But you can actually, if you can't make those, you can go online and get your certification, and then you would just email that certification to me because I have to keep those records on file. So there's a lot of ways to do this. And VITA, by the way, doesn't start till February 1 this year. So we've still got some time. And the training, I've trained, I think, in pretty much all of these except the interpreter. The greeter screener took me an hour, the site coordinator about six. So depending on what you want to do.
Sure.
Yeah, and then there's the
quality reviewer. You review tax returns that are completed by the tax preparers to ensure that every taxpayer receives the top quality service and the tax returns are error-free. They must be tax law certified at least to the intermediate level. I'm sorry. Computer specialists and troubleshooters, like Laura mentioned, are also very important,
right?
Considering the fact that we are filing all these taxes via our new computers. you must have some working knowledge of personal computer use software and communication systems. Tax law certification is not required for this position. However, if working at a self-prepare site, you must become familiar with the various tax software options that are available at the site.
Okay, good deal. All right. Well, that's. It sounds like we've got a lot of different opportunities for folks that want to volunteer, and a lot of ways you can use your the skills that you already have or learn new skills provided by you all to become the volunteers that you need for this VITA program.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you know, right now we would like to recruit somewhere between 12 and 15. I'll take every volunteer that wants to do this. And one of the things we've done this year that we didn't have last year is, you know, United Way serves five counties. And the only county we've never had VITA in was LaRue County. And we've actually made this a reality that LaRue County is going to have VITA. And it's going to be housed at the library there. And so a big shout out and thank you to those ladies that run that library over there, because we couldn't do it without them, and the people who have stepped up and volunteered to be there. So it will now be in all five counties.
Excellent. So let's go ahead and name those five counties just in case somebody's listening and doesn't know if they're in those counties.
Sure. So in Hardin County, that is going to be at Helping Hand of Hope, and they're going to be Mondays and Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. That having been said, last year we were there as late as 10, 11 o'clock at night. So don't let that put you off.
Gotcha.
You do need to be there by 7:30 to register. I can't have you come in at 8:30 because you won't get seen that night. And then there is Meade County. Meade County is Tuesdays and Saturdays. Tuesdays, I believe they are 2 to 7, and then Saturdays they're 9 to 1. And that's in Muldrow.
Okay.
And then, let's see, the Breckenridge County is at the Breckenridge County Library in Hardinsburg, and they are on Tuesdays from 2 to 6. And who am I leaving out? Grayson County. That's at the Grayson County Alliance. And they are there on Mondays. And I don't know that their hours are decided yet.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I'm still pretty impressed that you got all of them that you did. That's pretty good.
LaRue County is Tuesdays from 3 to 7 and Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Impressive. You had no notes on that, so I like that. That's good. All right. So once we get all the volunteers in place, that's when, you know, you can begin to have your taxes prepared. And so, first of all, for volunteers, where do they need to go to sign up and say that they want one of these jobs that you just mentioned?
They can call me at United Way, which is
270-767-737.
Oh, my gosh.
You need a notes on that one.
I am going to be in so much trouble. I never call it. I'm always there. It's 270-737-6608. You can also email me at lwillcut, W-I-L-L-C-U-T, at unitedwayck.org.
All right. And then once all of this starts, you get the volunteers in place. You said February 1st. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then they can begin to have taxes prepared. You got all the hours. You got all the counties. I think this is a wonderful, wonderful program. Obviously, people, you know, should just jump on board. I think you'll get more than the 12 to 15 you're looking for here because it is such a wonderful program. And if you want to help, this is a great way to help. So
and we appreciate that help. This was my first year to do it. In 2019 was my first year. And I saw things that were like, I call them mini miracles. Mm-hmm. People who went in scared, uncertain, coming out more confident, educated, having knowledge that they didn't have before. It's a really great thing when you can remove fear from people. And this is a program that addresses that every time it opens its doors.
Yeah.
And that's, other than the money, I mean, that what a great gift.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to hand to somebody.
Yeah, and the money is a great gift, too, because, you know, for people that are making a lower income, if they can avoid paying the huge fees to have their taxes prepared, and then on top of that, getting a tax return, that is life-changing in a lot of ways.
Well, and the lady that I cited earlier who bought a home.
Yeah.
And she will tell you she'd never believed for a minute that she would be able to buy a home. And when she found out about the VITA program and she saw the income tax return she could get, she was astounded.
Yeah.
And home ownership is a big thing, especially if you're a single parent and you've got three kids.
Absolutely.
That builds a lot of security into their lives. And good for her and good for this program, because I don't think it would have happened without it.
Excellent. Anything else you all would like to share today about United Way? Anything else you've got going on that you need to plug here before we get out of here?
VITA 2020, powered by West Banco.
There you go.
Yes, you're right.
All right. Well, always appreciate everything that you guys do in the community. And the VITA program, I think, is just going to get bigger every year. And here's hoping we get those volunteers in. So make sure you give them a call and be a part of this program. Thank you all so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for your support. It means the world to us.